Okay, sagt die Mishnah. Koch yevam beri'iyo. There's a mitzvah beri'iyo. So Rashi says that means, we'll see there's a discussion over here, is referring to there are actually two mitzvahs which go under the umbrella of beri'iyo. One is the person coming to the Beis HaMikdash, and one is coming to the Beis HaMikdash, the Yerupanei Rekom. He has to bring a korban beri'iyo. So, like there in the Mishnah, we'll see the word re'iyah is used to refer to bringing the korban. Barach over here says it means just being present. It doesn't mention the myth of bringing a korban. Tosfos says that Rashi really means. Tosfos says that later on the Mishnah, since it uses referring to the korban, it's difficult on how to understand Rashi, why Rashi is saying over here it means just presenting yourself. So he says what Rashi means presenting yourself, which automatically has to be with a korban. So it really means both. So there's a mitzvah of re'iyah, and the more we discuss what's the word hakol, it's actually the phrase hakol, everybody who is coming to include, with the exceptions. And this is not an exhaustive list. Tosfos points out the rule in Shas, even when it says the word chutz, everybody's chayav except for these, which sound like it means everybody else. It's a definitive list. It's not a definitive list. There are many other exceptions. Okay, chutz mecher shatz pekotan. They're not chayav because they're not benig das. Tumtum madrigonus. Noshim or Potter, and Tumtum and Dragon is a moral and album from Sukkim that they're Potter also. Vavodim Shenim Meshachrorim, even though he's a male, but he has to admit he's like a woman. Okay, then Hakigir Basuma Bachela Bazokin, Mishen Yochel Alas Beraglov. A person who's lame, a person who's blind, a person who's ill, a person who's a Zokin, a person who cannot go up. His own go up in his feet. The Mordechai says a person who's very, very heavy, and would not be able to be Ela Baragov. So all these are Pater, and the Mordechai is going to discuss exactly what that about. Ezel Katan. Now the Morris Mishnah says that even though the chard is a ketana or putter for mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah chinuch. Lashon the katan is totally putter. It sounds like there's no mitzvah at all. So when does the chiyuv chinuch of on the mitzvah of aliyah the regel apply? Koshen Yochol Lirkev Al Ksefav Shal Oviv Valalas Mirshalayim Harabai Steve Bisham. So as long it's only Potter when he's so small that he couldn't ride on his father's shoulders. So a very small baby, he doesn't ride on the father's shoulders. It doesn't sit well. Once he's old enough, he can sit on his father's shoulders and sit there, not fall back without the father holding him. So at that point in time, he's chayiv, and that's when the chinuch starts. B'shelo armim kol shen yochol lechus v'yada shalavi balalas Yerushalayim harabayis. If he can handle the walk from Yerushalayim to harabayis, holding out to his father's hand, that's when the chiyuv, because the mitzvah is to go up under your own power. So the chiyuv chinuch would be that a person would go up under his own power. Shenemar Shalosh Begolim. So for those regal, it has to be dafka done per regal, under a person's own power.
It's tough to understand Beishamai's Shita. In other words, other places where we see Chinuch, age for Chinuch.
But yeah, Beishamai also by Sukkah. Beishamai holds the Chiyuv Sukkah. The Chiyuv Chinuch starts as soon as the baby is born.
Oh, okay. Right. I'm just remembering Beishamai.
The Gemara says Maisa with Shammai Azokin, and the one time his colleague, his daughter-in-law gave birth, and it's a boy on Sukkot, and he made a hole in the roof over her head that she should be able to, that the kid should be in the Sukkot. Okay. Beishamay Armim Hariya Shtei Kesef. So the Korban Ri'iyah that a person has to bring, an Oilus Ri'iyah. So the Oilah has to be worth at least two, cost at least two Kesef. That was the minimum cost of that Korban. You had to spend that much money to buy such a Korban. Bahachagigo, the Korban Chagigo, which a person had a mitzvah to bring a Korban Chagigo. So besides, there was a mitzvah. We'll see that there is what's known as Oilus Re'iyah. There's also the Shalmei Chagiga. There's also Shalmei Simcha. There's three separate mitzvahs. So this mitzvah discusses that a person would bring beregel. So the Oilus Re'iyah is a Korban Oila. And also there's a mitzvah of a Korban Chagiga. A person has to bring every Yom Tov. So we should spend twice as much on the Korban Ri'iyah as you should spend on the Chagiga.
I mean, that's the ratio for the minimum. But I mean, if someone got something,
no, right, you're right, no, right. So you can do it. You can spend. You want to set three casts of anita, both of them. That's fine. It doesn't need to be double with Afka, but the minimum chazal put, the person is required to spend at least this much, right? Correct. He says the opposite, that the minimum share the Chazal put was the other way around for the Korban Chagiga. You would spend at least two kesef, two more kesef, and for Korban Re'iyah you would spend one more kesef. Sakrash a kochiyam Re'iyah. The mitzvahs re'iyah is called the korcha. The mechiv of the mitzvah that all the schar mekaisel should present themselves in the base of mikdash. Shasichem lehisra'ois ba'azora beregel. They have to be made themselves present and become to present themselves in the azora in the base of mikdash. Anyam. Chus v'cherish had the pekat the lav b'nei dayanino b'term mitzvahs. They're potter from mitzvahs. The more we'll discuss how we know that the chigur and the summa. The chigur is because he has difficulty, he's lame. And the summa is because he's blind, and that impacts the concept of ri'iyah, of seeing. He can't see. We'll also say that why since he can't see, is he part of being seen by Hashem? So the minimal distance. If a person can't make it even from Yerushalayim to the Azora, he's Potter. Obviously, Kavu Chomer, if he can't make it from his city to the Azora, right? He's not Mukhayiv to go. But if a person will be in Yerushalayim, and he can make it from Yerushalayim to the Azora, he'd be Mukhayiv. Gemara Mefarshes, one more explains that. Ezel Katan. So if he's that minimal age, he's not mechuyev. Avam mikan ve'elik. From that point onwards, al b'shein chayev min haTorah. Even though he does not have a mitzvah min haTorah to be out of the regal till he's 13 years old, he tiluch chachamim al aviv ve'al imoy lechan chayev mitzvahs. This is a very famous Rashi. Rashi says that the Chazal put the chiyuv chinuch on the father and on the mother. Rashi himself in Sukkah in one place says that the chiyuv chinuch is only on the father, not on the mother. And in general, that seems to be the assumption in Shas. You know that the chiyuv chinuch, that chiyuv which refers to the mechuyev to be mechanuch b'mitzvahs, was a din on the father and not on the mother. So this Rashi here says Allah v'alimoy is a chiddush. So Chazal gave a mitzvah. Chazal created a mitzvah chinuch. And the other point you see in Rashi though is the chiyuv chinuch is a din on the father, din on the parents, not din on the child. Such that the child is chayv min rabbanan and mitzvahs. The child is not chayv and sitzes when he's 6 years old, 7 years old. There's a chiyuv on the father to make sure his kid wears sitzes, etc. Which would mean, if you look from the child's perspective, he's not doing a Maisa Mitzvah at all. So when you discuss a child being Moitzi a Gadol, you say, well, he's Chayv Min Rabbanan. What do you mean Chayv Min Rabbanan? He's not Chayv at all. But you get to the sugyas and brachas, it talks about the idea of a katan being Moitzi a Gadol. You say, a katan which had a shir deraisa, can Moitzi a Gadol had a shir derabbanan, because they're both Chayv Min Rabbanan. The katan had a full meal. See, that the minaraisa, that's bechata v'sabot. He's only chayv the rabbanan. He's only chayv the chinuch. And a gadol only ate a kazayit, which is not chayv minaraisa. So the katan can be much of the gadol because he's chayv minarabbanan. So basically, over there, the chazal said the chiv is on the child, not on the parents. Discusses the gabi regards the gabi megillah, which is the rabbanan. You know, there's places where there's the rabbanans. So. Well, it seems to me that the chiyuv is not on the parents, the chiyuv, because I'll put a chiyuv on the child himself. The next question, of course, would be how Chazal be able to do that? Because what's Machayev is listening to Chazal is the mitzvah of the Torah, v'loy sosim in the davar shegiv l'choyim in the small. And you should do a kol sheyerucha. But if I'm not Machayev in mitzvahs yet, because I'm a katan, so why am I Machayev listening to the Chachamim? Which is why Rashi. Pashas make sense, but the problem is the Chodar Gemoras, which are mashma that the chiyuv is, and that's not a problem with Rashi. There's still in other places also. Exactly what the getter of the mitzvah chinuch is, and it's not a clear answer to how to understand that. Shalosh regalim, haroi lalas baraglov chayav kosev. The chiyuv is only on a person who is able to go by foot, given the gadol potter min haTorah. Had the person been an adult who's not able to go baraglo is pater. So katan labra chinuchu. So there's not the concept of chinuchu on a katan who can't be other baraglo doesn't make any sense either, because Al did not put a chiyuv chinuch on somebody who's not a chiyuv had he been a gadol. So Beisilul says a katan who cannot walk has to be carried will not be chayiv in the mitzvah of alila regal mirabon. When the gadol comes to present himself in the base of Mikdash, he has to be a korban oila. And the minimal price that he has to pay for this korban has to be at least 2 kasev. Shtei mo'os kasev, shein shlish dinner. 2 mo'o, which it ends up being a sixth of it. Each maw is a sixth of a dinner, so 2 maw is a third of a dinner. Shenemar, well, you they come. The person that they have, you cannot come empty handed. Yalav a Gemara. Shesarchal habi arlo. As I understand, that means you shouldn't come empty handed, it means a korban arlo. Now, officially, nos naboy terah shir, even though the Torah did not give a minimal. A minimal cost for that korban. Chachamim nosnu shir. Chachamim did give a shir. Chagiga shama chagiga. Chayam hayichirim lahavi beregel. Each individual person is mechuyav to bring a korban chagiga. If you know of vishali pirkon, we learn from a pasuk. Me from the pasuk of v'chagosem oisoy chag l'shem. Tesis points out that I mentioned to you that this list of exceptions is not exhaustive. That's a rule in Shas that even when you say a klal hakel, except for it's lav davka that it's listed everything. Tosfos says some things which are excluded. Tosfos says a reason maybe why the Mishnah didn't list them. There were certain trades that people would do. Which left them with significantly bad smells, and you know the chiyuv of the regulus has to be that he's able to come together with his brethren, but if his brethren can't tolerate the smell of this gentleman, there's no chiyuv of the regul. So a bursi, a tanner, or a mechamis was used to gather nechoshes from the a miner used to mine nechoshes, and apparently. It had a very bad smell. The process of the smelting, etc., they used to use, they would do it, it had a very bad smell. And the law of the person only chayiv in the regel if he has karka in Eretz Yisrael. The person has owns no karka at all in Eretz Yisrael is patur from the regel. The assumption is we all own something in Eretz Yisrael, so we chayiv in the regel. But a person with in Bisman, where they knew what their portion was and they would sell it off, they sold it off, they were patur from the regel. A person who's tamei is not chayv and leila regel because he can't come to the base of mikdash. Leila regel means leila to the zora, so he can't. A person would be having too much, we would not be able to come to the zora, so you know we not be chayv and leila regel. So okay, so tamei. Hakol asuyemai. So the Gemara, when it says in the Mishnah that everybody's chayv and kochayavim, so the word hakol is always coming to include something more than what is said already.
Well, why is that necessarily true? I mean, what's the alternative? How to write it?
There's a mitzvah leila regel
for everybody except them.
You say manor chayiv, you know. You say we're comfortable doing that. Kol asuyemai. Chetzi ben charon is also chayiv in the midst of a leila regel. Ravina Dalmar Misha Chetzi of Eber Chetzi ben charon is patim in Ariya. He holds that you're not chayiv. And more we'll discuss why that's so later on. Okay, so Hakol Asuyemai. So what is Hakol Chayavim coming to be marb? The Mora says that the Suya Chigir B'yam Rishon, when he's pashas B'yam Sheni, the person was lame the first day, and then the second day of Yom Tov, his lameness went away and he recovered, and now he's able to go up. So the Mishnah, you're still, he's chayiv even on the first day he was not able to be able to regel. He's mechuyev to go the second day. Or says one sec, that's a machlokes later on.
And is this dafka a chigir? If you had a
tenta mesuma, right? Yeah, right. Any one of those, right? Correct. No, it's not that. So Mora says, well, that's a machlokes. Honichal aman damar. That this explanation will go well according to the opinion, which says kulan tashlumin zelazet alaman damer kulan tashlumin the rishon akolasuyemai. Verse later on, the mandamer says that kulan tashlumin the rishon, which means the ikar chiyuv is the first day. We know that a person has 7 days to pay off his chiyuv, bringing the karmic chagiga, etc. And the elisriya. But the pshat is, the way the Torah set it up was that you're mechuyev to do it day number one. If you don't do it day number one, then you can be mash limit later on. So that's understanding according to that mandomer. So if you were to be putted the first day, you would not be mechuyev the second day, because the ikar chiyuv is the first day. If you hold that, so that's the mandomer holds kulan tashlumin the rishon. So if you hold, you're suggesting that in the case of a person was a chikir b'yam rishon, and then in his kasha b'yam sheni is chayiv. Well, if you hold it, each day is its own separate chayiv. I understand. The Mara refers to that as kulan tashlumin. You're not mechayiv. No, let's say it like this. You're not mechayiv to bring seven times. You're only mechayiv to bring one time during the 7 days. But that the chayuvim are equal to anyone. See, each day, in a certain sense, is the one which will fulfill the chayiv for all of the other days. That's referred to kulan tashlumin zeh lezeh, which means that there's a chiyuv to do it one time, and any day will give you the day which will pay off the responsibility for all of the days. So kulan tashlumin zeh lezeh, each day is the one that can be machlin and can pay off the responsibility for all the days. If you understand Kol Nishama L'Rishon, which means Nikra Kiyuv is the first day, and all the days are just a way to be fulfill that responsibility you had the first day. If you have no responsibility the first day, you're potter. So this idea of Chigir B'Yom Rishon and Nispasu Yom Sheni would not be true. So what do you? So Hakol can't be coming to be married by that. What's called coming to be married? It's commonly marba that a person who is partially blind, he's also chayv. Which is not that which would not be that the Mishnah is going not like the Tana which holds summa ba'achas me'enav is potter. What's that Tana? The Tana. Yerchud ben the Havai. I remember Shum Rabbi Yehuda. So Tana Yechin ben Davai says the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Suba Bachas Me'enob is Potter Min Ariyah. Even a person is partially blind, he's only blind in one eye, so he's still Potter from the mitzvah of Ariyah. Shenamar. The Pasuk says, now the language of the Pasuk is it's a mitzvah. But the word yireh can be also be read yireh, which means to see. Yireh should be, he should be seen. So we understand the pasuk. The word is yireh yireh, that we have to be able to fill both explanations of the pasuk, which means the derech shebo. Lirois, kachbo lerois. The same way Kodesh Baruch comes to see you, you have to come to be. You have to come to see him. Ma lirois b'shtei enov, af lerois b'shtei enov. Just like lirois, Rosh Hashanah sees you. As it were, with two eyes, his own limitations in his ability to see. So we have to come to our mitzvah to come and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, includes that we come to see his presence. The person has to be able to do that with the full ability to see.
What about his poor vision?
Yeah, that we don't differentiate. Wears glasses. What?
There'll be nobody there. Look at the four of us.
Okay. Now, the Simchos Rashi in Tosfos how to type. We'll see if Rashi exactly how to type the phrase Kedar Shebo Liros, Kachbo Liros. Now, that's one answer. He boys say Malolim Kedamer Meikora. We go back to our Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Charon. What was the problem? The Kakashulcha Hod Ravina. Ravina says Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Charon is Potter. Lekasha, even according to Ravina, Kan Kimishna Mishana, Kan Kimishna Achrona. This issue that Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Charon. That Ravina says Allah is potter min ariyah really would depend on he agrees that there was a thought process that it was chayiv, and that thought process would change to say that it's potter. So the Mishnah Rishona, the first view of the Mishnah is that it was chayiv. Eventually the Mishnah changed and said that it's later on it changed and said that it's potter. But this Mishnah is still a something which is you're like you find a shasta concept that the Mishnah will be written even later on the halacha changes that they later on Chazal changed the halacha. The Mishnah is also coming. They did not want to change the phraseology of the Mishnah as written. They would leave it as written. So the Mishnah Rishonah was still so we're leaving the Mishnah Rishonah in place. What's this Mishnah Rishon and Mishnah Achrona thing about? The Tanan. So this is a Mishnah in Gittin. Misha Chetzav Eved V'Chetzav Ben Chara. Person is was owned by two Shutvin. One of the two Shutvin was Meshachar his portion. So what happens is now the person is a Chatzi Eved V'Chetzav Ben Chara. So what's the arrangement in regards to work? He's an Eved. So Eved is Rabba Yemechud. It's Atzva Yemechud. Dibur Bissil. So Bissil says, what you do is that you split the days of work. So on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, he works for his master. And on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, he works for himself. And that's how you divide up the work. Amalam Beishame. Beishame says to Bissil, you've taken care of the master getting his needs for what he needs out of the heaven, but the person himself you haven't addressed his needs. Why? Lisa Shivka and Yoko. He can't marry a Shivka because a Ben Kerwin is also to marry a Shivka. Chazal understand the pasuk, but Yehi Kodesh b'Bnei Yisrael, the man of Klai Yisrael cannot be in a state of being Kodesh. Kodesh was nus, so living with a shivka, which the marriage is not effective. So he's considered as if he's living in a state of snus, living with a woman on a constant basis without any type of marriage. So marrying a shivka is an issur d'oraisa for a ben karvin.
So
the eved part can marry a shivka. But the Ben Harim part can't marry a Shivka.
Is it not Chal?
An Evid's Kedushin, a Kedushin and a Shivka is not Chal. Pascharit, to marry a freed woman, I mean the regular Jewish woman. So the opposite is the Lav and the Terrible Sea Kedesha, which means that a Jewish woman can't marry an Evid. So Eniyachol, so he can't marry anybody. He can't marry any person in Klal Yisrael. Libotel, so let him refrain from marriage. That can't be. The person's purpose in the world, in creating the world, was that the mankind should populate the world. Shenemar Pusik says. Now you expect to be the pasuk Puruvu, right? The point is, it's saying over here that this is not just Dhamma mitzvah. This is a mitzvah rabba. This is a very important mitzvah because this is the tachlis of the bria. Shenemar lo sogu v'ra'a lo sheves yitzara. The person did not create the world to be desolate. He created it to be populated. Right. So the goal isn't to have this world full of pristine places and no human beings to populate it. You have a lot of national, make an international park with no human beings allowed. You know, that's not the point. The point is to populate the world. So that's the whole purpose. The Russian created the world because he wants to populate it. So how can we say to leave this person without doing the mitzvah of marriage? Ella, because that's in order to address this responsibility to the world. So we force the second, once one partner frees the Eved, the other partner is forced to free the Eved also. And the Eved is held responsible to pay the master that money. He writes, he doesn't have any money right now, right? So he writes a shtar that he'll pay off that debt. Because of Beis Hillel, the Horus Kedib Beis Shammai, and the more says that Beis Hillel then accepted Beis Shammai's, once Beis Hillel heard Beis Shammai's reasoning, Beis Hillel switched over to Beis Shammai's Shita. So once that is so, since he has not been freed yet, in the case of our Mishnah, he said now, this hasn't happened yet. Bezin has made some duah, he hasn't done it yet. And meanwhile, comes along a yomtiv, one of the three shalosh regalim. So we deal with him as if he's a ben charen, because since he's oimet to become freed, we deal with him as if he's a ben charen. So even Ravina, which says the chatzeh b'chatzeh ben charen is potter, That's only according to Mr. Mishana, where he's going to remain in the state of Chatzim Chatzim Kher. The Chatzim Kher is a loch, he's forced to be freed. So even Ravina agrees that it would be a chiyuv of Aliyah L'Rebbe.
But when they wrote the Mishnah Rishona, according to Ravina, the Hakol, what was Hakol? Marba.
That's being marba. No, so the okay. So question. Rashi explains like this: that kochi amari is coming in marba chatzim chatzim and chur. I Ravina is medayik later on from vodim shenim shukroyim that the chatzim chatzim and chur is potter. That was the original phrase. And later on, they add the word "kol" to indicate that the chatzim and chorin is chayv.
Oh, so that's the Mishnah Achrona. They added
the word "kol."
Kol. So even though they wanted to keep the Mishnah intact, they did modify it somehow.
Right. Right. Correct.
What's this understanding about how to deal with Chorin? Is this like on a Deraisa level or Derabanan level? So in other words, it seems like the issue, it's a Deraisa issue, right? And it's saying that it's like there's something wrong with the Deraisa. It seems strange. Like to contact is Rabba. I mean,
to contact him means you address his needs.
But you're saying that the Rice is not addressing his needs, and Chazal needed to sort of fix that, or?
Well, the master's needs are, he needs, we have a problem, Lachar, that every second that he's working, it's half, it's not, we understand the chalukah between two shutfin, they can make the division however they want. Over here you have a situation where he's half freed, so all the work he does, half belongs to him. It's a very confusing type of a situation. The answer is, you'll work this way, you work that way. So it's a logical type of a, the Torah didn't give you one way or the other. The Torah said, you know, he's chazal and chazal, and you go figure out how to do it. So chazal said, this is the best way to do it.
So there's no
something wrong with the Torah.
The Torah didn't give guidance.
Yeah, you know, but like many it's a financial matter. Most financial matters, the Torah left the chazal to address, you know, the process. You know, that's the bezin. You know, bezin would do. Bezin would set up the financial, address the financial processes. Tosis does address the issue of that the phrase of Kandarab means he's like, you know, he's totally taken care of. Well, that's not true, because remember the part of the what a person would get out of an Eved Kanani is he would put the Eved Kanani together with the Shivka Kananis and have kids and have more avodim, which he can't do anymore. So to count him as Robert, this challenge is the phrase is not 100% correct. He's not exactly where we used to be, but it means at least we've addressed, you know, in regards to some monosha. See, if the issue is work, so the atma also you address. How do you're free now? So you should make some money. Yeah, well, yeah, you make money on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You get all the money. So the problem is, the marriage problem. So the both of them have the same problem, but the marriage problem. Like, so what are you saying? The masters need them to take care of, not the abbot. So that's this is. You know that the chari, you need to address the issue. So Tosis says one shot is that the Eved is starting off with zero. So he sort of was able to have a wife and no and no money. And now you've taken away his wife and given him money. That's not how you address his problems at all. Like, he's not, and he's, you know, that's, he started out with zero, he's happy to live with zero, right? As long as you can have, you know, don't take away from what he has already. Adding is not called solving his problem. Whereas the other, or it's, where he started off with the financial, he had the financial, and we're trying to address how to maintain the financial, so at least we address some of his issues. He started out with having everything, and we're obviously taking something away, that's what happens, so we'll address what we can work out. He should get something out of what, you know, what remains. Kesir Rashi. We read the Omar, the Kamon Pirkin. The Kamonim in Perikon, Ravina later on in the Daf Dalet says that Chasim Chaz Makarin is Potter. So more says it's coming to tell the Loch of a Chigir B'Yom Rishon. Moshe Chonich Laman Domar, the Kamonim in Perikon, Yesh the Kamonim Zachak Tashum and Kol Zayin. You have 7 days to fulfill the mitzvah of bringing these Kamonim. If Ligu Ba Amaroi, and there's a Mechlek of Amaroi. Ikud Laman Domer, one says Tashluman Zelazel. Vikud Laman Domer, Tashluman Derishan Hay. They're all Tashluman for the first day. Okay. Berminan, my Binah, the Morris explains over there what's the difference between the two. Kigir B'yam Rishan, and it's Pasha B'yam Shedi Kibinai. This case is the example of the difference. How so? Laman Domer, Kun Tashluman Derishan. That means Mish Mechuyah Berishon, a person who had the mitzvah on the first day, V'loy Hevi, and he didn't do it. Yavi Be'echad Mishar Yomim. That's what it means. You can bring the whole 7 days. It means if you had a chiv the first day, you didn't do it, you get six more days to pay off that responsibility of the first day. Mishan Mechuyah and Tzarech. Well, Tashlumah, a person who wasn't Mechuyah the first day, he's not mechuyev to do it anymore later on. Uman damer tashum zel tzeh kasavra chayvim tells I'll call echad min shar yamin v'lo l'rishon levado. The mitzvah applies on all 7 days equally. Hilchos af mishapot berishon, a person who was potter on the day one, v'nira b'sheni, became now roy to do it on the second day. Chayiv l'havi, would have to bring a korban. He doesn't bring the second day, I'll bring on the third day. Okay. Yira Yeroi. Yira Ksiv. It's written in a way which could be read Yira, that the normal assumption of the word Yira, that you read such, you see such letters, is you assume it's a Lashon, it's written as a Lashon Binyan Kal, which is the Iker standard conjugation. But Karina and Yeroe also Chachos Pnei Havodon. So we darshan like this: the Masha Shaodam Meroye Es Hashchina. No, I'm sorry. So Rashi is like this: Yeroe also Chachos Pnei Havodon. So he says that that Kadosh Baruch Hu should be seen. So Rashi says, Tosfos says the exact opposite than Rashi. Rashi says that lashon of Yireh is that you come to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu seen by you, which means you see him. And Yireh calls the Kurcha as Pnei Odoin, that the Odoin sees you. You're seeing him as the same way he sees you. The same way he comes to see you, that's how he wants you to see him. That he should be seen by you. Just like he sees you, so he has to be seen by the person's two eyes. We'll hold it over here.